Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you still hanging with us after the break. Of course, we always like to have you check us out on where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
And Facebook. Like us, please. Lots of good stuff. Obviously, coming with the changes in the season, we've got a lot of cool things you can look up on the DNR websites across the United States, anywhere you are thinking about taking a vacation or maybe going fishing.
Hunting.
But fishing,
hiking
is like on my mind more importantly than anything. I can't help it.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe it's my guest. Our guest today, gentlemen, we just pre-interview today. We're trying to figure out how many years we knew each other. Trevor, kind of scary, huh?
It is. I turned 50 this year, and the numbers are starting to add up, and yeah, I'm not quite sure how I feel about it, but I guess it beats the alternative. So
Trevor is the owner of Fishhawk Electronics. You've had a storied participation in the outdoor industry. It's kind of that funny part about this. You just never seem to be able to get out of it. It just keeps sucking you back in. Am I wrong?
For better or worse, you're not wrong.
It was funny when I found out.
Mostly
for the good, right?
Mostly for the good. Yeah.
It was funny because when I found out that you were working for Fishhawk, I went, wait a minute, which place do I remember him from the most?
Right.
I mean, yeah. You were at Reed's for a good period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you were at a rep group for quite some time, and I think that's probably
where I met you.
Yeah, that's where we met each other. That was long ago. Mm-hmm. Then you're AquaView, and now you step up into the big dog role and running your own shindig.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if it's the big dog role, but if big dog means you clean the bathroom and
chief cook and bottle
and
washer,
wash the sinks, and then yeah, exactly, chief cook and bottle washer. If that's what it means, I guess that's right, but. That's not true either, because we've got a great team here. So definitely, there was a time when I did it by myself or with a couple other people, but we've assembled a nice team here over the last decade. So.
Well, and I think the cool part with what you guys bring, and we'll get into the overall picture about this as far as what you guys overall do for those people that may not know Fishhawk Electronics, but you guys are innovators, and I love that piece of it. I mean, the things that you guys have come up with and what you're putting into the product and, you know, the evolution of the overall fishing concept to help people understand and catch more fish, because the tools that you put out there, they absolutely help. Every time I go out, they help me catch more fish without question. And it's such a cool thing to be able to rely on something like that that can really help. And you know, I guess we teased it long enough. I mean, your product offering you've got is basically the new one is called, the new piece is called the One. We'll get to that in a little bit here, but explain what you guys do as an overall, like the umbrella picture of Fishhawk Electronic for people that may not know.
Yeah. So it's funny. So the Fishhawk brand, so we bought the Fishhawk brand, or I bought the Fishhawk brand. I have to go back. I'm thinking off the top of my head. End of 2008. So 2009, we'll call it officially. But the Fishhawk brand has actually been out in the marketplace for over 50 years. And that's pretty unique for a marine electronics company.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always been a niche brand. And where it cut its teeth was in the Great Lakes market. Basically, when they started stocking salmon into the Great Lakes, people figured out pretty fast that those fish were very dependent on water temperature. And the first Fishhawk product was a simple like water temperature gauge. It was like a temperature probe, and it was on a spool, and you would like strip it down and you would drop it down to the bottom. And then at various points you could flick a little analog switch and it would show you the temperature at that level. So that was like the very first Fishhawk product. That's not true. That was the first temperature product. Fishhawk itself actually goes back to like the days of the flasher. Like, if you want to get, you really want to talk like old school fishing, like they were like the second company to make a rotary flasher. Like, think of the green box, but like Virgil Ward used a Fishhawk flasher.
Oh,
And so
yeah.
now we're getting back to like even, even pre me being alive. So
Hey, well,
it's
and
been
don't
a while,
forget the
but
Beatles spin. That was this big gig, you know.
In fact, I watched a Virgil Ward clip the other day. It showed up in my feed somewhere, and it was actually really cool. I mean, I actually remember watching those things as a little kid. So you think of where that was compared to where we are today, content wise, it's pretty crazy. But
Oh,
anyways,
it is crazy.
but what Fishhawk really became known for was water temperature, and then at the same time, so as I mentioned, they had some background in sonar. They were making a sonar. At the same time, they developed the system where we also, in addition to measuring water temperature, we also measure mechanical water speed, and then we send that on a sonar signal back to the boat. So there's a probe that goes down, and we're talking about downrigger fishing now, right?
Yep.
So we're using a downrigger. So there's a probe that goes down and attaches to the downrigger ball. So that might be down 100 feet. And what it's sending back to the boat is it's sending the water temperature at that depth. And it's sending the mechanical speed. There's a paddle wheel on the probe, and it's sending the mechanical m speed down at depth. And kind of for people that aren't familiar with, what's really happening out in the Great Lakes, you have to think of the Great Lakes as like a giant river. And there's just because you're going, 2 miles an hour at the surface does not mean you're going 2 miles an hour 100 feet down. You've got currents going all different directions, and they can be wind driven. There's all kinds of factors that go in there. Actually, like different layers of water temperature. So when you have cold temperature, cold water meeting warm water, that will create a current. So there's all kinds of these current events happening underneath the surface of the water. And without something like a fishhawk, you just have no idea what's going on. So you might think that your lure is going down there and it's going 2 miles an hour. Where if you were trolling into a current that's also going 2 miles an hour, well, now it's actually blowing out, the equivalent of 4 miles an hour, or vice
Or
versa. If
zero.
you're traveling with a current, it could be just floating down there dead in the water, and you're wondering why you're not catching any fish.
You
So
know,
that's the long, that's kind of the high level of it. And the kind of the funny thing is we certainly have innovated the product, over the last decade, but. And just by putting modern design and modern components and things like that, and we'll talk about networking, all these kind of cool new things now. But actually, like what we do is actually remarkably similar to what they were doing, in the early 80s. So it's tried and true, and it's one of those things that, we want to make it better, but we also want to be careful that, we've been doing this a long time. So we're also always very careful about, making sure that anything that we do, that it's truly is better, or it's giving us some other advantage that, it's a true step forward rather than just advertising
Absolutely.
the newest color whiz bang, whatever,
Well, and I think the important here too, Trevor, is if anybody's ever fished Lake Erie, and I'm telling you this for personal experience, we were fishing a tournament out in Lake Erie, and after the tournament, we were out fishing out right by the reef area, outside the reef area, and we were trolling and way back when, back probably, oh boy, 04. We were trolling one day and we were catching fish going one direction and not catching them the other way. And I thought, well, I got to see something for once just for fun and giggles. Well, we had a storm that went one day and now it just can be nice and sunny and barely any wind. So I put the blade down in the water and I was going the same speed as far as GPS goes, and the blade barely was moving. And it was a direction that we weren't catching fish. And I thought, you got to be kidding. So I talked to my buddy. We're fishing together, and he was in a different boat. I said, let's speed it up. So we went up almost a mile an hour, which is a lot, when you're looking at
Yeah,
walleye
sure.
fishing. And we started catching fish going both ways.
Start catching
We
fish
had to
again.
slow
Yep,
down.
yep.
So the concept is not just for Great Lakes, it's impactful in most every fishery that you can go to. And that's why I think it's such an important role. It can play an important role in any body of water. And it's not like you can figure out a way to put it down. It's not a big deal. You know, you're trolling at 1.2 miles an hour for most of the faster, you know, live bait rig speeds. If you're going 1.7 or 1.8, at least you're going to be able to figure out what's going on. Current-wise, that could be impactful, especially if you're catching fish one way or the other. So I think that's an important piece to bridging the gap that I think people may not quite understand.
But I think, you know, what you're saying is, you know, I think a lot of people have had that experience. You certainly see it more in bigger bodies of water.
Absolutely.
Right? And let's just forget about the equipment to begin with. Just the fact that that's happening, right? And just kind of realizing that there could be things going on under the surface that you don't know, right? And so just realizing that is maybe that's like half the battle, right? And so whether or not this is something that happens often enough, or you're in a, you know, whatever reservoir or lake or wherever you fish, you know, whether or not you need this equipment, yeah, that's a whole nother thing, right? But it's just the whole idea that, like, there's things that happen in every body of water that, you know, these aren't like the sexiest things in the world that we're talking about, right? So things like water temperature, and these are like very basic, like this is like super basic biology, right? So, but they're always there. So all we do is we just have really the specialized equipment that lets you monitor those things. And there's certain fisheries where it plays a bigger role than others, you know, undoubtedly. And that's why, you know, that's why we primarily are known in the Great Lakes, you know, just for that,
exactly,
that factor. But yeah, I mean, it's happening all over the place. It's just a matter of how much is it happening. And is it something that, you know, and how much is it affecting, you know, what,
yeah,
how much is it affecting fishing on any given day? So,
well, and I think part of the problem too is in the seminars I do across the country, what I find is that people inherently, when you're out trolling, you inherently are lazy because you're kicked back and you're watching stuff and, well, they're just not biting today, rather than trying to figure out what's going on. So we find that that's one of those challenges that's there, and you got to try and find out what can help you get through those challenges and address that.
You know, for the people that fish in the Great Lakes, you know, one of the things that we tell people often is there's no such thing as a magic number. So all we're doing is we're just providing a reference point, right? You know, a fish doesn't care if it says 2.4 on your screen or 2.2 or 2.0. They don't care, right?
But they'll tell you that they care.
Exactly. So all you have to do is find out what's triggering strikes on that day and just duplicate it. You know, it has nothing. We put it up there as a number, but I mean, it could be A, B, C, D for that matter. It makes no difference. It's just okay, what allows me to get back to that number where the fish are biting? And then just like anything else, I mean, you have to figure out that's going to change. That's going to change throughout the day.
And it's going to change for species.
Day to day.
Species are definitely affected differently. And, you know,
right,
you want, if you want kings are going to be, you're going to be trolling more like 2.1 in speed. If you're looking for steelhead.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah.
You know, you're looking upwards at 2.7. So,
yep,
you know, and walleye are the same concept, but, you know, temperature is a big thing. And of course, is your bait running right at that depth? And that's the big piece of the puzzle. Well, before we run out of time, we got to talk about what the new stuff you got coming is, which I saw it. You did a podcast and it was awesome. This thing is called the TD. And it does everything for anybody. You don't have to have downriggers to do this thing. And this is a great way to see what the temperatures in that water are.
Yeah, so,
I won't spill the goods. You go ahead.
No, yeah, you're good. I mean, so the product itself is called the TD Connect. And what it does is it's just a little probe. It's about the size of your truck's key fob. And it weighs a little over an ounce, and you'll actually attach an extra weight. You know, I run like a 3 ounce weight on it, 2 ounce weight, whatever, it doesn't really matter. But basically all you're going to do is you're going to attach that to a rod and reel. You're going to clip it onto a rod and reel, and you've got this device, and you're just going to let it drop through the water column. So you're going to just let this thing, you're going to drop it in the water, and you're going to let it fall all the way to the bottom. And then at that point, you're going to reel it up. And as soon as it comes out of the water, it's going to start advertising via Bluetooth, and then it's going to there's a companion app on your phone, which is free. And then what happens then is you open up your phone, you open the app, and it's going to show you the water temperature from the surface all the way to the bottom.
That is the coolest
and
thing.
And then
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going to mark your location, so it's going to show you on a map, just so you kind of know where your data points are. And then you can create an account and you can save, you can log all of this data, right? So you have, you have your account and it's going to show all your drops. It's going to, when you open your app, it's going to show, your drops, and it's going to arrange that by date. So you'll have it by the day you go. And it's just it's the absolute quickest, most accurate, most thorough way to actually know what the entire water column looks like.
And what's that going to run?
As far as price?
Yeah.
$250.
That's a tool and a half for that. That's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah. So it's like I kind of mentioned earlier, I mean, this one, is just as applicable to a crappie fisherman as it is a salmon fisherman, right?
Absolutely.
So every species of fish, water temperature is one of the main biological drivers for everything that they do, whether that's spawning,
and
eating.
The bait's going to relate to that break point, and then the fish will obviously relate to that point
exactly,
as well.
Yeah. So, a lot of times, it's like, why are fish biting in one spot and not biting another? It's like, well, depending on time of year, water temperatures, all these kind of things. I mean, those are, we're helping put that piece
so
of the puzzle.
So we got 30
together.
Seconds left. Give me the deal on the one real quick. We're going to have it on our website.
The one. Okay, now we're back to the system. The one, the biggest thing about it is it's fully upgradable. So this is for people that have the full-blown system on their boat. And what that means is as we introduce a bunch of cool new features in the future, you're able to upgrade those into those features without having to buy a new system. And the biggest part, probably the biggest feature coming the fastest, is the network ability. So you can run that, via the NMEA protocol. You can put all that data on all your sonar screens and tie everything in your boat together.
We're going to have it on the website. We got to get you on again. We'll talk a little bit more detail
on
this.
Cool,
as I knew, time was going to be short, but
jam-packed.
Trevor, good talking to you. And we certainly appreciate that. Well, hey, guys, thanks for joining us today on the Valley Outdoors. For Ava, myself, and Don, who's gallivanting somewhere, we are the Valley Outdoors. Have a fantastic weekend and enjoy the outdoors.
You're listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.